This morning, we're catching up with Graham, who is the Sea Shepherd Marine Debris Coordinator. How are you going?
I'm going fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. That was a bit of a tongue twister. We need to unpack that a little bit. Sea Shepherd, you guys are a not-for-profit that care about our waterways and oceans. Is that about it?
That's correct. We have a direct action campaign, so we actively go out there and support the community and protect the oceans, whether it be on ships in some of the African nations currently, or whether it be land-based as per our marine debris campaign.
All right, and the next part of your title, the Marine Debris Coordinator, I guess you're talking rubbish in the oceans that we want to get rid of. Is that it?
That's correct. We run free monthly community beach cleans across Australia. We currently have 21 teams out there every month offering free beach cleanups. So we go out and educate the public on the issues with single-use items, plastic and general debris that's in the marine environment.
I noticed underneath your signature on your email, you've got a nice little catchphrase or motto or an idea, if you like, and it says, every third breath we take comes from our oceans. Unpack that for me. What does that mean, Graham?
Yeah, so the air we breathe is you know, every third breath, it's probably closer to 50% of all the oxygen comes from the oceans. So if we don't protect our oceans, then we don't stand much of a chance, you know, with all the climate change issues that we're currently going through, and the oceans covering 70% of the world's surface, that oxygen is vital for all of us.
I never thought of it that way. I thought it was, you know, just trees. Trees took in carbon dioxide and gave out oxygen, but I guess you're talking all the vegetation in the ocean. That does the same thing.
That's correct.
Ah,
yeah, exactly.
Duh, I don't know why I never thought of that before. Okay, so, Graham, locally here on the sunny coast, you're going to be running a beach cleanup day. It's happening at Coolum Beach on October 24. Who can get involved in this?
Anybody can get involved. Anybody, it's open to everybody. We have a lot of families participate, so there's no need to pre-register. You just arrive on the day, and when you turn up, we'll register you, and then, yeah, join in. So every month we have those cleanups. We've also got a free movie screening coming up at Rotary Park at Cotton Tree on the 3rd of December as well. So, yeah, we offer a lot of free community events.
Fantastic. So if anyone would like to get involved in the clean-up at Coolum Beach, which is going to be happening on the 24th of October, I see that you need to bring your own gloves. Is that for COVID reasons, is it?
Yeah, that's correct. Pre-COVID we used to supply them, but now under the COVID environment, everybody just needs to bring their own gloves and enclosed shoes.
Enclosed shoes, yeah. Okay, got to protect your toes.
And your toes.
And are you just talking cleaning up the beach? I mean, when I hear the name Marine Debris Coordinator, I'm thinking, hang on, do you want people to go out in the oceans and get things out of the water, or is it just the beach?
It's the beach and the parks. 80% of all marine debris comes from land-based sources. So if we pick it up on the land, parks, beaches, we prevent it from getting out to the oceans in the first place.
And what are the worst culprits? What do you find that you end up cleaning up the most? Is it like drink bottles, or is it just little plastics, or what?
Cigarette butts would probably be the number one item at most of the cleanups. Like at the last cleanup at Mooloolaba, there was 846 cigarette butts. Also the Slurpee cups, I think we got 65 at the last cleanup at Mooloolaba, and we are seeing an increase from the disposable vape pens replacing some of the cigarette butts now.
Oh.
People are leaving the cartridges around from them because that's taking off.
Dear, oh dear. Okay, so 8 o'clock in the morning, you're going to be meeting at Tickle Park in David Lowe Way. You have a bit of a briefing before you start the cleanup, and then you can be helping out. Bring along a water bottle, but you're asking not single-use plastic water bottles. Bring along a proper drink bottle, hey?
100%, yeah. All reusable. So, yeah, we encourage everybody to use reusable items to minimise our impact.
Do you need to bring your own garbage bag, or are you going to supply those?
We supply all the bags.
Fantastic. Look, you can read about the Coolum Beach cleanup on our What's On guide at salt1065.com. You can follow the links and get in contact with the crew at Sea Shepherd if you'd like to find out more details. All the best with the cleanup. Thank you so much for your time, Graham.
Thank you for the invite.